we decided as a group to keep our students from Pittsburgh Brashear here. And they are going to lead our interview of a single student who's here from Manchester Academic Charter School. I think Manchester has an event today. I can't recall, but it's a busy week at Manchester, and I'm really glad that we have Trey here today. Good morning. How are you, Trey?
I'm good.
Good to have you with us. And I'm going to let you talk a little bit about, first, how old are you?
I'm 12.
And what grade are you in?
In the seventh grade.
And can you explain a bit about the project you did for the Youth Media Advocacy Project?
So we created a program that goes to schools, and we talk to children from ages 10 to 18, and we talk about grief, and we give them ways to deal with grief and how to get through it.
I'll let folks from Brashear, if you want to jump in and ask anything of Trey, maybe. I'm curious about a lot of things.
Just like what like inspired the project, like you to bring it up?
One of our friends, they passed away a few months ago, and our school was going through a hard time, and we needed to help other schools that were going through other forms of grief.
How did you tackle that?
Well, like our school grief, or
yeah, like the school grief.
Well, Resolve came in and they talked to us, and we did some exercises. We did everyday things so that we could stay busy and take care of each other.
Was it like an important thing for you, like impacting? Like, do you think it's something that every student needs, is like somebody to talk to about like their home life or something that's happened to them?
Yes, I do think that.
So you've been doing this for a couple months.
Sorry, Austin's got the great radio voice, and I have his microphone off.
Austin.
Oh,
now you're good.
All right. So you've been doing this for a couple months now. Do you think that this has been like impactful?
Yes, I think it has. We went to Schiller, and we presented to their principal, and they're going to bring us in, I think, this week to talk to their sixth graders.
You said that you do 12 to 18?
10 to 18.
10 to 18, sorry. You know, it'd actually be great if he came to ours, because we actually lost a student this year.
Okay.
Ray.
Yeah, we lost him this year, and our school went through a very, very hard time. So we should actually see if Saffron would make
something. Because he was, I mean, I didn't know him personally, but I had a good many friends that knew him.
Yeah, he was very well liked in the school.
Yeah, he was a very nice kid. And so, like, from what I heard, he was just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
So what are some things that you present to the like, schools?
Well, we'll go up there and we will ask who, if you prefer private counseling or like group ones, and if there's a private one, all the boys will go with the boy counselors, and the girls will go with the girls. And if it's a group one, all five of us in grief relief will talk about how to get through. We'll do a couple of exercises and things like that.
Well, you're only in seventh grade. What age group is this offered for at your school?
This is offered for at our school. We're only a 6 through 8 school. So most of the people that work with us are seventh graders and eighth graders.
See, I can agree with this a lot because me and Austin went to Brookline for elementary school and middle school, and we actually had a student pass away. It was like fourth grade, Christian.
Oh, Christian Conley, yeah. He died from leukemia, right?
Yeah, I think it was.
It was a brain tumor. It was horrible.
It was like fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah.
When you go to high school, like, where do you plan on going to high school?
North Hills.
Do you plan on, like, when you go there to, like, continue with, like, the YMET program so you have, like, they'll introduce it to that high school?
Yes, I do plan on doing that.
Well, and you have a chance to keep it up at Manchester, too, right? Because
yes.
You've got one more year at Manchester Academic. Trey is, I hope you don't mind me saying that, but you're among the youngest people that have ever done YMAP. Typically, it's for ninth grade, and we wanted to give students at Manchester a shot. Their school is a K-8 school, so there were seventh and eighth graders. Did you have any sixth graders?
I think we had two.
Yeah, I thought you did, too. Can you tell me about, we heard about Christian and leukemia. It sounded like Ray, was that a violent?
Yeah. He was shot, I believe.
And can you mention the name of your friend who passed away? Because I think it's important to remember who's at the root of
Chris,
this.
Chris, he died from type 1 juvenile diabetes, and that was after he had just left our school to go to Schiller. And our school took, it was a two-day grieving session. And on the third day, everyone seemed okay, but you could still feel that there was still a sadness there.
Who are some of the people, you mentioned Resolve Crisis Center. Mm-hmm. Were there other people that you spoke with as you designed your program?
We spoke with the Caring Place, and they trained us to what to say, what not to say.
And it'd be good to learn some of those things. Let's start with the negatives first. What should you not say to somebody who is in the midst of grief?
Well, certain people don't like being felt bad for, so if they're one of those people, you don't want to keep saying sorry and things like that. And if you don't want to turn the situation on yourself and be like, well, if I were you, you want to keep it on that person.
What about statements like, I know just how you feel?
You don't want to do that because then that could trigger outbreaks and they'll get super angry and it'll just do bad things.
What should you say?
You should say I'm here to help, and whatever you want to say, you want to think about it first.
See, I like this idea. I think that you should really extend this instead of like 10 to 18, like all the way for everyone, because I don't think this is just a problem for 10 to 18 year olds. I think this is a problem for people who are 30, also possibly 8, all the way like to 6 years old. I think this is actually a very good project. You guys should continue going through with it.
I actually want to add on because of what you were just saying about what are some statements, because I had tried to say something to my one friend because in ninth grade, one of our classmates in middle school, he got shot. His name was Curtis Pounds. I mean, I didn't know him too well, but he was in my classes, and I tried, you know, comforting somebody, and they got really upset. So I do believe that that should be one aspect of your project.
Okay. Did this change your school as a community? Did it make them stronger? Did it make them more bonded? Did it even change maybe the community, like outside the school, like the neighborhood in general?
It brought our whole neighborhood, our school, our community all together closer. We had fundraisers everywhere. We had a GoFundMe account. We had a charity basketball game, and I think it brought us closer.
Now, does like the grief relief program, like, does it extend outside the school to like the families of like the student that passed? Did it like extend out to them? Like, did you offer counseling for them or?
Yes, we did. We offered it for his little brother. We talk to him every time we see him walking up and down the street or at the other school.
Boy, it sounds like you've really been comprehensive. I know that Leon Ford met with you too, and I'd be curious to learn what that was like.
It was cool because we got to know his story what happened with him specifically.
Do you all know Leon Ford and
no,
his story?
I don't.
It's quite a story, and maybe you can share if you feel comfortable, Trey. By the way, if you're just joining us, Trey is from Manchester Academic Charter School, 7th grade, and we have students from Pittsburgh Brashear. We're talking about the youth media advocacy projects that each school did. It's Youth Voice Day, simulcast on Youth Express, as well as the Saturday Light Brigade. Pittsburgh Perry and Pittsburgh Westinghouse students will be with us next hour.
Well, he got shot 5 times by the police for no reason, and he was paralyzed, and he can't walk now. It's from the waist now.
Yeah, and he, you know, grief is something you feel. It doesn't take death to feel grief. It's any sense of loss. And so did he talk a little bit about how to cope?
He said to say that it's not over and to have you have to persevere through it and to not give up on yourself.
So you'll continue doing this, do you think, Trey?
Yes.
And have you thought about what you might like to be when you're older?
I want to be a professional baseball player or an architect.
Do you play baseball now?
Yes.
You must. I figured as much. Do you have any advice for the Pirates? I think they've won a couple now, right?
Advice for the Pirates. Get some new pitchers.
Oh! Burn.
Yeah, they haven't been doing well. Anybody else have any questions for Trey?
I feel like this project, since you are in 7th grade and it's a K-8, I feel like, you know, even though they extended it down to, like, middle school, you know, age group, that maybe they should even, like, lower it down to, like, 6th grade. Like, even some, like, I mean, they might not have, you know, real problems in, like, kindergarten or elementary school, but middle school, definitely, like, they're finding out basically what the real world is.
Yeah.
So I love that this is extended down to even younger kids, you know, younger than 9th grade.
I just wanted to say how wonderful what you're doing is. Like, in the middle school, like, I don't even think I could ever think or imagine what that would be like or even think of a project like this. I think in middle school what I was most worried about was just, you know, my sports team and then getting lunch. I don't think I could ever really create a project like this. And for you in the 7th grade to do this, and us in 10th grade couldn't even imagine a project like this or think of it. I just wanted to commend you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So obviously this project has been very impactful for your community as a whole, but what can you say about how this has affected you, like, as an individual? Like, how do you think you've changed because of this project?
I think it gave me something to think about, and how am I going to help out other people, and what can I do different?
Thanks, Trey.